This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said that changing names does not have an effect. He said Arunachal Pradesh was, is, and will always be a state of India. The Election Commission today appointed special observers in six states to provide a critical feedback and a vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crores, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where the simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The special observers have been entrusted with the crucial task of supervising the randomization of personnel, security forces and voting machines, thereby preventing any attempts to subvert the democratic process and ensuring a level playing field. They will station themselves at the state headquarters and, if needed, to the areas where sensitivity is high or necessary coordination is required. The special observers appointed are former civil servants with a brilliant track record of domain expertise and fast experience with the election process. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan unless the tensions persist on the border. He was speaking at the corporate summit on Bharat's economic rising, organized by the Southern Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Surat yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said terrorism in any form will not be tolerated. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar Lok Sabha constituency today. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from this seat against the Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. Voting is to be held on April 19th in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Later today, he will address an election rally in Kotputli under Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha constituency of Rajasthan. The Prime Minister will address the public meeting in Kotputli in support of the party's candidate from Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha seat, Rao Rajendra Singh. Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in two phases on 19th and 26th of April. The BJP today released a list of 112 candidates for the upcoming Odisha Assembly polls. Jai Narayan Mishra will be the party candidate from Sambalpur, while Manas Kumar Datta will contest from Balasore Assembly seat. Sitanshu Shekhar Mohapatra will fight from Bhadrak and Krushan Chandra Patra from Dheh Kanal Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, BJP MP Ajay Nishad has joined the Congress. He was inducted into the party in the presence of party leaders Mohan Prakash and Pawan Khera in New Delhi. Mr. Nishad, who is an MP from Muzaffarpur in Bihar, was denied a ticket by the BJP in the Lok Sabha polls. In Chhattisgarh, 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation in the Bijapur district in Bastar Division. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the police along with security forces have arrested 3 terrorist associates in Sopore of Baramulla district today. According to officials, police along with Army's 22 Rashtriya Rifles and CRPF 179 Battalion at a joint checkpoint established a fruit mandi crossing noticed 3 suspicious persons attempting to flee from the spot. 13 miners trapped in the ruins of Pioneer Gold Mine in Russia's Far East region of Amur have been declared dead. The rescue operation at the Pioneer Gold Mine was officially being halted. And with that, we end this news bulletin.